This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The ag labor shortage has grown in recent years, creating a major issue for farmers and consumers across the country. Idaho Representative Mike Simpson has long been working on immigration reform in Congress and says the Judiciary Committee is busy with a lot of things, but we need them to focus on immigration.
And we need to let them know that this is different than what's going on at the border right now. And in fact, passing this would probably help solve some of the problem with what's going on at the border. Republicans are worried about inflation. Studies have been done. You get a legal workforce for agriculture, it will help with inflation. It will help with food costs. What agriculture needs is a stable, reliable workforce.
Simpson and many others say that it's going to take a grassroots effort from all of agriculture to get immigration reform passed in Congress.
And remember, we had 300 ag groups that support, or not just ag groups, but Chambers of Commerce, National Bankers Association, all supported this bill that we had. We need all of them to be calling representatives on the Judiciary Committee, representatives in leadership in the House and in the Senate, to let them know how important this bill is and what it means to our food supply. And as we mentioned, to national security.
To find more information on ABIC's immigration reform efforts, just go to www.abic.us.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.